Hello guys, welcome back to our second podcast of the day. What in the world? Okay, sorry, I'm just having some technical difficulties lately with my running monitor, whatever you want to call it. So, I hope everyone's having a great day. Dylan, are you having a great day?
I can't wait till it's Friday. If that even explains how my weekend is going.
So, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how Dylan and I first met. Okay, this is like one of the things I've wanted to talk about on our first podcast, but we didn't even have that much time to talk about it because we were running out of time. So basically, we met at a place called Step, which was right across from the high school. And I don't really know how to explain it. All I know is that we didn't start out as friends. No, wait. I always do that. Yes, I think I wanted to start out as friends. And then I said something shortly after we became friends. And I said something, and I don't think he really liked what I said. Did you, Dylan?
Nope.
And so, he spent the majority of, the month, or however long, ignoring me. And, you know, guys, just to let everyone know, once you make friends, stick with that friend, and never, how do I explain it, Dylan?
Once you guys make friends that you are comfortable being around for long periods of time, and if that's a friend that you guys want to have in your life forever, be nice to them. Otherwise, you're going to lose them quicker than you made them.
Because that's almost happened. Well, that happened to us, for a month. And then I think
it was more than a month.
Yeah, maybe it was, actually, another thing about it. But it was never fun. I always thought I was the cool guy and wanted to be cooler than everyone. And I realized, yeah. just a little reminder, don't do what I did.
And it was... Some on my end, too, I was the kind of kid in high school that wanted to be noticed. And then once I came into Step, it was like my first year. And everybody just liked me, and I started forming my own group of friends. And then Justin wanted to get into my group. And at the time, I didn't want him in the group, and it took me a long time to put him in said group.
I get that. I mean, a lot.
And he tried, and I just didn't care for it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do have what would you call it? Trust issues.
Yeah.
I mean, people do.
Or they just want certain people.
That's kind of me as of right now. I mean, how do I explain it? I'm picky on who I want to become friends with. Does that make sense at all, Dylan?
It sure does.
Yeah, I mean, it shortly happened a little bit ago where I started deciding, you know, who wants to be my friend, or who I want to make friends with, who I don't want to be friends with, and so, yeah, I just hope all you guys out there are pretty much friends with one another, and, you know, the moral of the story is, just be nice, you know, don't do anything that I tried doing, But isn't that right, Dylan?
That is very accurate.
Also, I wanted to say, so maybe this weekend, we haven't quite discussed it yet. There's something coming into the podcast here on the weekend, so not sure how that if that's gonna work out, but we'll see how that works for us.
And mind I let you guys know, I don't even know what's coming into this podcast. He won't let me know. So if I don't know, you guys won't know. And when I find out, you guys will obviously find out.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll find out as soon as I. So, anyways, now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about a little bit about Stout. Do you remember how it worked? Like, do you remember what we did and what the purpose of it is?
The purpose of being in step is to prepare you for when, or teaches you how to like live on your own in case you are, when you get to that point and you want to live on your own, step was the way to teach you how to do so, how to pay your bills, how to write out a check if you didn't know how to do. Basically prepares you for everything that you are going to need to know in order to live on your own.
Yeah, that's should we actually tell them about like the how everything worked? I mean, yeah, like
You mean?
so what I mean is like it's kind of like a job, kind of like how do I explain it?
No, it pretty much is like a job.
And we had I gotta say that we had the bestest teachers there, didn't we, Dylan?
Okay, we did have some pretty good teachers.
Oh man, I just wish that you guys could have met them. Hopefully,
And if
hopefully.
you live in Red Wing and you go to step in the future, you might meet them.
Yeah, it's It was really fun. Oh man, there was this thing called incentives where you get them every Friday or something, and you get to go on these field trips and everything. And if you had to stay back, then you had to do some homework or schoolwork or whatever you call it. It's called, what was it called again?
Pretty much detention.
Yeah, it's like you make it sound so bad.
Well, because I got it, I was in it for like once or twice, and those once or two times was like the worst times to be in
The first time I actually had that happen to me was really bad.
I remember like one time, forgot, I remember what we did. We all ran through the St. James Motel basement area.
Did we seriously do this?
I believe so, yeah, because we were there for something and all the teachers had gotten up to go, and obviously none of us noticed. So we all like panicked and we ran downstairs through their basement. And I believe it was either Anderson or Wiley saw us run out the
Oh
and
no.
they weren't happy.
They were
And
not
then
happy.
we eventually, when we got back to the classroom, we all got a lecture too, and
But
think
no, you
some
guys.
got the incentive and some majority did not.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to tell them what some of the incentives were, perhaps? Like, what kind of incentives were we able to go on?
Some of them we got to go to an apple orchard. We would go bowling was as an incentive.
Yeah, and we got to go skating, which I didn't make it because I did some stupid crap.
What did you even do? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing it in the picture and I wasn't in there. But yeah, it was so since it's like a job, you have to have a you have to every Friday you get these checks. And the teachers would mark it down like you have to get like 90% or higher or whatever. And if you do, you get to go. And for me, I kept asking, did I make it? Did I make it?
Seriously, people, it was like every time, and Justin's like, "Did I make it? Did I make it? Did I make it?"
I'm so
I think
hard.
we eventually all told them to like shut up,
Yeah, pretty much.
because yeah.
I think I went to like one teacher after the next, and they all told me to be quiet after a while.
Yep, it was yeah.
So, yeah, we had a lot of fun.
We had ups, we had downs. In yeah, some people formed relationships with people and
That's all part of like I don't know how to explain it now. So anything else you can think of about stuff?
do you remember what it stood for?
Yeah, it stood for Secondary Transition Education Program. So if you guys look that up, you'll and then type up River Bluff. If you guys don't find it by the abbreviations, then just look up River Bluff and you'll see. Isn't that right, Dylan?
That is correct.
So yeah.
And if you guys ever do go into stuff and you form a relationship with somebody else,
Yeah,
make sure not to make it completely obvious. Obviously, people are gonna find out, but
yeah, your secret is never like secret when you get there.
People will find out stuff about you that you didn't even think.
I learned from the past, I guess. You know what I mean? I just
Or people
keep.
will blame you for stuff that you didn't have a part in.
It was, yeah. So, anything else we can think of? I mean, there was this thing called Pays Lab, if you want to talk about that.
That's how I started.
Really?
Yeah, that was literally the first thing I ever came to
Oh,
River
yeah.
Bluff for.
That was. And I bet you remember it so well.
Yeah, it was like mini tasks, and I hated every single one of them.
And all we had to do was say, hey, supervisor, every time we were done, we had to raise our hand and say, hey, supervisor.
Yeah, you
It
can never
was.
move on to the next task without them checking your work.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there were some things that you actually, that were easy, some were difficult. I mean, for me, like, I find things difficult, right? I mean, it depends on the person too, but
You know I never actually planned to come back to step my second year?
seriously?
Wiley had to convince me to come back. She's like, if you come back, it will be it'll be a better year. And I'm like,
Yeah, you're just like,
fine.
fine.
And then it turned out to be like one of the worst years ever. And yeah,
So if you ever hear that, Mrs. Wiley,
Mrs. Wiley, if you ever find out that we did a podcast together, I don't blame you for making me come back a second year. I just hated the second year. And obviously she knows why, because I talked to her about it.
about coming back to step, yeah.
No, like during the second year, some stuff happened and I made more enemies, and one of them particularly just held a grudge against me for the
So,
whole year.
yeah, I wanted to also mention something else because I've got been getting on my chest and I kind of want to get it off of my chest. So, Dylan, do you remember Mary and all those guys?
Yep.
Is there anything we can possibly say about them?
Mean, they weren't bad people. They just had.
Yeah, I mean, like, we were
They
talking.
all had their own personal issues.
Yeah, which obviously everyone can change. I know that people can change because that's what I believe in. I believe people can change. I mean, it's really good that Step, or not Step, they never went to Step, but some of them went to like the different parts of the building, and it was good. I mean, after they graduated, I saw them, after that, and they totally changed. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't like them then, but you know what I mean? But anyways, so thank you so much for joining in and hearing everything I had to say. Dylan.
And we hope you guys tune in to our next episode of Two Dudes and a Mic.
All right, guys, we are going to be having a see you later.
See you guys.